Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for so Yaakov and Rav Asher Zelig, and for Abdavid Avram ben Yitzchak Yona, and their fourth Miriam Bas Chaya. The Rambam writes, Perak Aleph, Mechus Tamidim Musafim, Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, Shochten Oso Mishayarich Hatzel, V'yir l'chol sheherich v'hu mishay shishaw samechza l'mala ad sof hayom. So from when do you shech the tamid? When there's a shade, it starts getting shady. Everyone sees the shade is getting longer. Sun's beginning to set. That's from the beginning of 6.5 hours until the end of the day. V'lo yushoch demosa v'chol yom ela b'shmona shaw samechza. So you're allowed to shecht it from 6.5 hours, but lamaisa they would only shecht it from 8.5 hours, and then they would be makriv it mi b'teisha mechza for 9.5 hours. Lama achem osar shtei shos achar tchilat zman shchita. So why do they push off the actual shchita 2 hours? B'nei akarbanos shel yichidim o shel tzibur. For the karbanos of the individuals or of the community, v'ishal asa l'hakriv karban klal kodem shel tamid shel shachar. So you're not allowed to be makriv a karban at all before the tamid shel shachar, and you're not allowed to shecht v'lo shechtin karban achar tamid shel bein arbayim. You're not allowed to shecht the karban after the tamid shel bein arbayim. Chutz mi karban pesach levadoi shi'av shi'akriv v'kol yisof ischem b'shtei shayis. And you're not allowed to shecht the karban tamid after the tamid shel bein arbayim except for the karban pesach. Why? In other words, and this explains why they push off the shechting of the Karban Tamid in the afternoon so people can bring their Karbanas. Except, the only exception is that you can bring a Karban after Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is the Karban Pesach. And why is the Karban Pesach allowed to be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? She'ef she'akribu kol yisrael pischem b'shtei shaos, because it's impossible for Gans Klal Yisrael to bring all of their Pesachim in those 2 hours from 6.5 to 8.5. And Memela, you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach even after the Karban Tamid, because you can't bring all of the Pesachim before the Karban Tamid, so you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesachim after the Karban Tamid. Ein shechtin es haPesach ela achar Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. You're not allowed to shecht the Pesach until after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon Tamid. V'chein mechusrei kipurim makriven kaparasam achar tamid shel bein harbayim b'yom arba asar. And those who are mechusrei kapar, that they're not allowed to eat from the karbanas because they have to bring their karban, they're allowed to be makriv their kapara after the tamid shel bein harbayim on the 14th. Kidei shiyu tahorim lechol pischeyam la'erev, in order that they should be tar to eat their pesach at night. Arve Pesachim, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, Hayitam B'Nishchot B'Sheva U'Mechza, V'Karv B'Shmon U'Mechza, K'dei Shalem P'nai L'Shchot B'Shchayim. Erev Pesach, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, the Tamid was slaughtered at 7.5 hours and brought at 8.5 hours, earlier, an hour earlier, in order that they should have a time to shech their Pesachim. Adkan Lashon HaRambam. And the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, who says chutz mekarbon pesach levad u'shef shishakriv u'kol yisrael pischem b'shtei shaos, the reason the carbon pesach is allowed to be brought after the tamid is because it's impossible that they all be brought in those 2 hours before the tamid. Frek lechem mishnah, I don't get it. It says in the gemara pesachim nentes, we have a different reason. Yeuchar davar shenamor bo be'erev u'bein harbayim. In other words, the carbon pesach that it says erev u'bein harbayim is later than something where it doesn't say Arab, it just says Bein Harbayim, and that's the Tamid. V'lachain Tamid Kaidim LaPesach. And therefore the Tamid precedes the Pesach because of the Lashonas of the Pesukim. By Pesach it says Be'erev and Bein Harbayim, and that's later than the Tamid. So why did the Rambam have to invent his own new reason? The reason you shech the Pesach after the Tamid is because all the Jews can't shech the Pesach before the Tamid, but those in those days shows. הלא בגמרא לומדים זאת מפסוקים. לא צריך להגיע לטעם, you don't have to come to the time of the Rambam. And also it's Shver, according to the Rambam, who says you can't all do it before the Karban Pesach, so then why don't you do it part of them before the Karban Pesach and part of them after the Karban Pesach? Do both. So why does the Rambam say that it has to be done after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? No. Do some before, some after. According to the Rambam's reason that they can't all be done before the Tamid, so do some of the Pesachs before the Tamid and some of the Pesachs after the Tamid. So why does the Rambam say no? All the Pesachim are brought after the Tamid. The Halacha Mishnah lives with the Tzarech Iyun. So Rav Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says as follows. That Lechora is another kasha. Why did the Rambam say that it's impossible for the entire Jewish people to shecht their Pesachim? B'shtei shows that the Jewish people can't all shecht their Pesachim. In these 2 hours, why did the Rambam write this? Dafko behilchos Tmidim u'Musafim. The Rambam writes this in the first parak of Tmidim u'Musafim. Halacha Gimel. Why does the Rambam write this in Tmidim and Musafim? Sham, Zelo Ikar Dine Hilchot Pesach, that's not the Ikar Dine Hilchot Pesach. The Rambam should have written it in Hilchot Karban Pesach. That's the right place. And the Rambam in Hilchot Karban Pesach doesn't mention it in Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Rambam doesn't say this reason. If you read the Halacha there, you'll see. The Rambam doesn't mention anything. The Rambam says, Shchitis HaPesach Acher Chatzos. You have to shech the Pesach after Chatzos. If you shech before Chatzos, it's Pasul. And you do it after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, after the Ketorah Shel Bein Arbayim, after Atavas HaNeiros. The Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam says in here in Tmidim Musafim. So it appears as follows, that there in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, the Rambam is talking about the halachas of Tmidim Musafim. And the Rambam writes that the reason we shech the Tamid at 8.5 hours and not at 6.5 hours is in order that there should be time to be makriv the karbanos yechidim mishal tzibur koidim atamid, since afterwards it's going to be asa to be makriv any karban chutz mena pesach and mechusar kippurim. The gemara in Pesachim daf nun tes amid aleph says that the mechusar kippurim makriv be'erev pesach achar hatamid is mishum di yavo esay de pesach v'doicha esay de hashlama, that comes the essay of Karban Pesach and pushes off the essay of Hashlama. The essay of Hashlama is Aleh Hashlem Karla Karbanos Kulam, that we bring the Karban Shel Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim last. So the mitzvah of Pesach is Doicha the essay of Hashlama. Now this reason is effective also that it should be mutter to be makri of the Pesach itself after the Tamid, because the Pesach itself, v'adai sheyach lomar sheyavo esei shel Pesach, sheyesh bo karet, v'doche le'esei shel hashlama, she'ein bo karet. Of course, Pesach, which has karis, is going to be doche hashlam, which doesn't have karis. So according to this, that we learn in the Gemara from Yeuchar Hadavar Shenemar bo be'erev ubein harbayim, from which we learn that the Pesach is karav achar hatamid, and this yalfusa is only needed to teach that a person is mechuyev to be makriv the Pesach dafka la'achar hatomid v'lo kodem hatomid yu'uchar dover shenemar b'erev v'bein harbayim. So that means that since by Pesach it says erev and bein harbayim, it's brought after the tomid, and this is teaching us that the Pesach has to be dafka achar hatomid v'lo kodem hatomid. Aval zeh shemutar la'akriv Pesach achar hatomid. Till now we're learning that you're mechuyev to be makriv the Pesach. Aval zeh shemutar lakriv et haPesach achar haTamid. For that we don't need a yalfusa of Yeuchar Dava, because this is no less than mechusar kippurim. That the essay of Pesach sheyesh bo kares is docha the essay of Hashlama. So So it emerges that the alfusa from Yuchar Hadavar is coming to be mechayev one to be makriv the Pesach dafka achar atamid. But the heter to be makriv the Pesach achar atamid, we have from a kal v'chomer, a vade, if you're allowed to, that yavo, we have a dechia, yavo essay shel Pesach sheyesh bo kares v'doicha le'essay da'ashlama shein bo kares. So the heter to be makriv the Pesach after the tamid, we understand on our own logically, and the yalfusa is coming to teach us that you're mechuyev to be makriv the tamid, the Pesach after the tamid shel bein harbaim, because it says erev in bein harbaim. Ulefi ze mufanim heitev devrei Rambam shekan medubar b'ilchot tamidim she'asur lahakriv kol korban acharei tamid shel bein harbaim. Here the Rambam is saying it's usur to be makriv, and he says chutz min haPesach, because he efshar shekol Yisrael yakrivu dafka kodem haTamid. So therefore, he's mukhur, they're mukhur to shecht after the Tamid. And there's no iser essay of hashlama, because the essay of Pesach sheyesh bo kares is doche the essay of hashlama shein bo kares. Ve'al ken, bevadai shim lo shachat et haPesach kodem haTamid, mutar l'shochto af achar haTamid. If you didn't shech the Pesach before the Karban Tamid, it's mutter to shech the Pesach even after the Karban Tamid. So this, in Hilchos Tamid Musaf, we're talking about the Isser of doing anything after the Tamid. So there, it's telling you, the Rambam is telling you a Chiddush, that since you can't do it before, so then you have a heter to do it afterwards, because you can't do all the psachim in those 2 hours before. So you have a heter to be makriv the Pesach afterwards, because yavo essay of hashlama of Pesach, and will be doicha the essay of hashlama of doing the Karban Tamid last. B'shuv katav Rambam shekein mechusar kippurim is also allowed to be makriv achar tamid for the zel b'zach, for the zel b'tam, for the same reason, in order that they should be able to eat their Karban Pesach l'erev, v'doicha iser essay, v'doicha essay mitzvah Karban Pesach, the loitz essay of v'doicha the mitzvah of Pesach, which has kares, the mitzvah of hashlama, which doesn't have kares. And then the Rambam continues. And he says that Arve Pesachim Bein Bechol Bein B'Shabbos Tamid was Nishchat B'Sheva U'Mechza V'Karv B'Shmon U'Mechza, in order that they should have time to shech their Pesachim. Which teaches us that the Pesach is shechted after Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. U'V'Zeh Melamdeinu HaRambam. Shafilu chiyuv yeshno lakriv haPesach. As miyad mitam avura bagmara, sheyuchar davar shenemor ba'erev ubein harbaim, dahainu Pesach, ledavar shelo neemar bo ba'erev ela bein harbaim bilvad, dahainu tamid. In other words, the Rambam first is telling us the heter to makriv the kar Pesach after the tamid, and now the Rambam is telling us the chiyuv. Now you gotta do it. You have to be makriv the Pesach after the Tamid mitama Gemara sheyuuchar davar that says erev and bein arbaim to something where it just says bein arbaim. Ve'al kein muvan heitev shelo hivi Rambam et hatam shei efshar shekol Yisrael. We asked, why didn't the Rambam bring this reason of Yisrael in those 2 hours before the bringing of the Tamid? It's impossible for all of the Jewish people to bring their Karban Pesach. Why did the Rambam bring this tam in Hilchos Korban Pesach Shalachoy Rasham Mekoymoy? Ela Lo Kashem Mechlal. Because what does this reason tell us? That it's mutter to be makriv the Pesach achar hatamid, because Pesach is doiche the essay of hashlama of the tamid, and this din is shayach lehilchus tamidim, lehilchus tamidim. This heter is shayach to the hilchus tamid, because by Pesach there's no essay of hashlama, and by Mechusar Kippurim there's no essay of hashlama, so this is a din in Tamid. Tamid has a din of Hashlama. So the Rambam has to tell us in Hilchos Tamidim that there's a heter to be makriv after the Tamid, despite the mitzvah of Hashlama, despite the essay of Hashlama. So in Hilchos Tamidim, the Rambam is just giving us the heter to be makriv after the Korban Tamid, because there's a mitzvah to have hashlama by the Korban Tamid, and now there's a heter to be makriv afterwards. But in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam doesn't mention this reason, because in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam says that you have to be makriv the Korban Pesach after the Tamid. Ve'en shechtin oisei ela achar Tamid shel ben arbaim. It's mamish gevaldik, the Rambam dances, that you have to be makriv the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Here the Rambam isn't talking about heterim. The Rambam is talking about chiyuvim. A person is mechuyuv to be makriv the Tamid after the Pesach after the Tamid. There's a special din of Pesach being nikrav after the Tamid, and that's medinei Korban Pesach. And here it doesn't help us if you tell us that you can't be makriv in those 2 hours before the Korban Tamid. You can't be makriv all the psachim, because there's no heter to be makriv the psachim before the Korban Tamid. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring in Hilchos Korban Pesach this reason that he brings in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf. In Hilchos Tamidim Musaf, he says the heter to be makriv before. That there's a heter to be makriv after, because you can't be makriv everything before. But in Karachos Korban, that's telling us that despite the essay of Hashlama by the Tamid, you can still be makriv after the Tamid. But by Malchus Korban Pesach, he's not telling us about the essay of Hashlama of the Tamid. He's telling us about the din of the Korban Pesach. And the din of the Korban Pesach is what? The din of the Korban Pesach is that it has to be brought after the Korban Tamid. Umemela, the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah is not difficult. Shebevadai, Sharamba meinom chadesh tamei atzmo. The Lechem Mishnah says to the Rambam, what are you making up your own reasons for? The answer is the Rambam didn't make up any of his own reasons up. When the Rambam says Chutz mi korban pesach levado, shev she'akrivu kol Yisrael pischem b'shtei shaos, can't all bring it in 2 hours, and therefore you're allowed to bring it afterwards. The Rambam is really basing himself on what it says in the Gemara about Mechusar Kippurim, that Mechusar Kippurim can bring his carbon so that he can eat the carbon Pesach at night. So by Pesach also, certainly he can bring his carbon Pesach so that he can eat it at night, because there's a karis involved. Just like he can, the Mechusar Kippurim can bring his carbon so that he can eat the Pesach at night. He can bring it after the Tamid so he can eat the Pesach at night. You can certainly bring the Pesach after the Tamid so you can have the Pesach at night. And this reason was not given in order to be mechayev one to shech the Korban Pesach after the Tamid. So Lechem Mishnah asks, so why don't you be makriv before the Tamid and after the Tamid? And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that you're only allowed to bring it after the Korban Pesach. You're only allowed to bring it after the Tamid. You're not allowed to bring it before the Tamid. But according to the reason of that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim, you should be allowed to bring it both before the Tamid and after the Tamid. So why does the Rambam only permit you to be makriv after the Tamid? The answer is because in Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim, the Rambam is giving you a heter to be makriv after the Tamid. But Lamaisa, what's the heter? Because you can't do it all before, so you're allowed to do it afterwards. What's the heter? Because the kares of Korban Pesach is doch the essay of Hashlama. See the heter? You don't have to worry about the essay of Hashlama. But then we have another pasuk in Hilchos Korban Pesach. There the Rambam brings that it's a chiyuv. Because in Korban Hilchos Tamidim Musaf, the Rambam is talking klape the din of Hashlama. Klape din of Hashlama, you have a way around it. Despite the fact that there's Hashlama by Korban Tamid, don't worry about Hashlama, because Pesach is Doche. So therefore, if you really need to, if it's necessary, you could be Doche the Essay of Hashlama. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. And then in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam says, not only that, there's a chiyuv to be makriv the Korban Pesach after the Tamid, because of the psukim, because of Bein Arbayim and Be'erev. Okay, there's a lot more to be marach in this nekuda, but we'll conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should lachzor lishnos perek zeh, and we should return and continue. Yitz Hashem, l'modu l'lamid l'shem v'las l'kaim is called divrei sam torah su'bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.